We started yesterday, the second of the Lashonos. That a person needs to know how seriously he needs what he wants. To really feel the lack, to know that this is important. Tefillah, we said, is the bakosh of rachamim, asking for rachamim. I should prepare, but I never do, you know that. So you have to try and unravel what this piece of Gemara and Tzmura is dealing with. Nobody has the English version of this yet. Huh? You have it yet? Oh, no, I also have it at home. I said I should have prepared. I didn't prepare, so we'll have to try and unravel this ourselves. Let's have a look. We're holding where? In the I'm holding by Lamed Zayin on Ulechei.
Someone's marked it.
Where are you holding?
Sorry to mark mine, but
mine also. Lechei. That's where I marked yesterday, Lechei. So. Ulechei tzarech adam kishit palel lakodesh bohu lahabin heitiv mahu mevakesh. You have to understand clearly what you're asking for. But kamu tzaches adobesh mevakesh. And how seriously you need the thing you're asking for. And before you ask for something, you have to do some serious thinking. What is it that I'm actually asking for? And how badly do I really need this thing? You can't compare a request that, yeah, it'd be very nice if I have it, but it's not something that, you know, I would die for. Not something that I have to have, we've been asked to have. Lebakashas Indian Shanashoma Toluboy, as opposed to something that your mama, your life depends on. Because at Soakim Amagishim is the Chitso is Habakasha. When you're Soakim and you feel the urgency, the imperativeness of the request, to Kwasiba Khashova. That itself is a very important reason. Kishala atzmo, she kabel kosh bochu tfilose. That Hashem should makabel your tfila. Ukediksev, afafuni chavle mavis, uvmitzore shoyel matzuni, tzore veyogan emtzo. David HaMelech defines very clearly what's going on around him. Afafuni chavle mavis. His death's approaching. Shoil is on his doorstep. He's drowning in Tzorev Yogan. Ah, then the Bakasha, then Shah Bakasha. Loiti Rakla Molos Ritzanoisa Vinyonish Shel David. And the Sheikha Chai Navshoi Chai Tolin Boys Barach. Not just, please, will you help me, you know, fulfill my little request. But there's a recognition that my life is totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'soviv soviv hayu eifafonim eisus akonois lohidid nafsho l'shoil, surrounded by these enormous dangers that are dragging him into the netherworld. L'chein tzak v'amo on Hashem malta nafshi, on the back of Zafafuni Chevle Mavus and Tzara Shomatsu, what's on the back of that? Ana Hashem Bal Tanafshi. But some of the Ksiv Shuvi Navshi Lemchoichi Ki Hashem Gomal Aleichi. Ki Chalatz Tanafshi Mimavus, Hashem saved me from death. A serious, serious tfilis is David HaMelech saying. So Kahutim Shel Advori. That's what he's talking about. And that's the natural way things work. Hashem Bal Avakesh. Afilum ein reitzim lamolis bakashosu. Avali mitzak for Yeshua. He's groaning and screaming. Valkochach, ichmoru arachim in voisim lo bakashosu. That's the way things work. That's the way the system's designed. You have to know what you're asking for. Everybody David today in Shmon Esrei, Boine Yerushalayim. Anybody here feel if it doesn't happen, that's it, I'm done. I'm finished, that's it. Anybody know what they want Jerusalem to be rebuilt for? There's enough traffic. It's enough rebuilt. No, there's enough population. Jerusalem's largely rebuilt. What are you asking for? Is it really that important? Please rebuild Jerusalem. But we're not being answered. Yeah, because you never asked. Because you don't really realize how critically important it is. It's just one small example. One small example. Rafainu. Yeah? And if not, then what? So I live with the ingrown toenail. That's not going to work. That's not Shoah. That's not Tzaka. That's not Botsu. There's a requirement that a person knows what's going on, understands how serious it is, and knows what he wants. What is this Yerushalayim he wants rebuilt? More traffic? More people moving to Yerushalayim? More dearest prices going up? That's what he's asking for. Missing the plot. So we do, we daven, because that's what you have to do. But that's not what we're talking about. Yeah, we're talking about something much, much deeper. You have to know what it is, work it out before you ask for it. Think clearly, what am I lacking? What do I need it for? And how critically important it is it? Do I feel afufuni chevle mavusu matzoro shol matzanu? Tzoro v'yogun emtso uv'shem Hashem etron. And that's the avoid each person in his own space as to get in touch with it. Like we said, tefillah needs achana. This is part of the achana. Okay, let's try and unravel this Gemara here. It's based on psukim in the Maaseh in Divrei Hayomim. Al Yavetz. Umalan she'onu Kael, how do we know that Hashem answered him? Diksiv. Biekra Yavetz Elokei, Yisrael, Leimoy. Im berech tevachani, v'harbi says, Gvuloi, v'yisi yodcha imi, v'asita mora lebilti atzbi, v'yovel akimes ashe shol. That's the posuk there. V'yikra Yavetz Elokei Yisrael. He cried out using V'yikra. We'll see later. We'll do Kriya. We'll see what kind of a tefillah that is. Special kind of tefillah. But anyway, he called out to Hashem, the God of Israel. And he said to him, if you will bless me, I will be blessed. And the Harbi says, Gvuli. And my boundaries will be extended. The Gemara is going to explain all these pieces now. Hashem will come. Give me what I'm asking for. Okay. Says the Gemara. If you'll bless me, I'll be blessed with what? With Torah. The Harbi says, Gvuli, the Talmidim. He wants his boundaries to be extended. He doesn't want another chetzi dunam. You know, his garden's a bit small. He wants his boundaries to be extended. No. He wants Talmidim. That my Torah shouldn't be forgotten from me. Please give me friends like me. The built the shelo yisagveni yitzare milashenos. V'matoisakein mutov. And if you'll do that, Hashem gavaldik. If you'll do all these things I'm asking for, Torah and Talmidim and my Torah won't be forgotten. The yitzare won't chepa me. Then mutov gavaldik. V'im lav. And if not, then what? Hareni elech benesisi lishoyel. I'm going to die from sadness, says Rashi. You are a tefillah like that? He's asking for things that are more chashuv. Torah, Talmidim, he shouldn't forget his learning. The Yetzirah shouldn't shepherd him. We all daven for that every day. But what's his sense? If I don't get that, I'll die from misery. Anybody ever died from misery because they couldn't come into the Beis Midrash one day? You had to do something, whatever. The only time you get a doctor's appointment was in the middle of morning service. So you went to the doctor. You died from misery? No. Okay, we're talking about sediment, but he recognized how serious the problem was. Ad kedai that if I don't get it, I'm going to die. And what happens then? Miyad Yahweh Elokim es asher shoyel ein sham. Miyad, Hashem came and answered him. Umanif lema she'ad tishu chazal miyad. Gemara says miyad. Yahweh Elokim miyad. The kiven shabakoshos hayibo'ifen shel v'im laver eni hoylech b'nesisi shoyel. The tefillah is, if you don't answer me, that's it. I'm gone. I'm dead. I'm finished. The only reason to carry on living. Miyad onu Hashem. Hashem answered him immediately. V'uka'av rachamim shelofamim ainu mamale v'koshos b'noim ma'ezah sibah. There are plenty of reasons why sometimes you say no to your son, right? You say no to your child. They ask you for something. You say, no. Healthy to do that. V'uka sheroi shechai b'noi tloi b'zeh. All right, take if miyad on all. You see that your child's life depends on this. As then you don't make any cheshbon in this. You give him what he needs in order to keep him alive. Dvarim nifloim. How much work we need to do to understand what we're lacking, but how important that lack is to us. If you give it to me, call. And if you don't, just say, I don't need Hashem. I'll be fine. Don't worry, Hashem, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, then you're in a whole world of you. Need it? Will you need it? Will you get it? Won't you get it? It's not so posh it. But if you recognize that your life's dependent on this, well, then you're not in the world of Shoah. Then you're not in this world. Then you're in another world. Then it's the things I'm asking for. Then I'll stab it. If I don't have it, it's also good. Wait till you better find. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you understand that Boinei Yerushalayim is something that your life's dependent on, and without that, it's impossible to carry on living as a frum Jew, then maybe your tefillah will look different. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not telling anybody what to do. You go find your own. You go find your own spaces inside yourself how to work on this. There are plenty that you'll find. I promise you. The Gemara. There's another explanation of these psukim. If you'll bless me with children, and you'd expand my boundaries with children, sons and daughters, and you'll be with me, your hand will be with me, Hashem, in my business dealings. And you'll make sure that I don't have a headache, and I don't have earache, and I don't have eyeache, and I'll be healthy. The kitzur, the ability adds bin. Again, the same tefillah. Shelo, the ability adds bin that the yetzahara shouldn't come and shepherd me. Im ein oisakein mutov. If you don't, besada. So im ata oisakein mutov. If you'll do what I'm asking for, good. And if not, then life's not worthwhile. I'm going to be dying. He's asking for children. He's asking for business. He's asking for that he should be healthy. A lot of stuff we're loving for. Yeah, the first one we understood. Nobody had kashas. Yeah, if you give me Torah, then it's worthwhile living. If not, what's a life without Torah? No, worth living. And if I'm going to forget my learning, oh, boy, they're horrific. So, but yeah, he's asking for what? He's asking for children. And he's asking for moss of a motton. And he's asking that he shouldn't get a headache. If you give it to me, good. And if not, I'm out of here. What's the message from these two Gemaras? It's not just the Bakosh on Torah that comes to the etzem of your life, that your life you know depends on it. These are imperative, these are important things, life things, to someone who understands. Vine Baba Kamad of Ein Base, Haide lo Amri lacha, Beurte, the lo Achle, Besore, the Seira, Hare de Chosor and Yeshuva Das. The commander is talking about Yeshuva Das. He didn't eat meat, he did eat meat. He didn't have Yeshuva Das. Yechelevi tos Bahaloch and Shiara Gedoyle Mikol, you could pass him wrong. You pass him wrong. You pass him wrong. Nothing worse than that. You send somebody off to go do an aveira, or you put money in the wrong person's hands. The diet paskin wrong, so the wrong guy got the money. Lots of pashut. Paskining loch are wrong. He didn't have yeshuva dance. Person's got a headache, a person's got earache, a person doesn't have panosa. It's very hard to function properly. Doesn't have yeshuva dance. Becomes hechreichi. Then you'll daven for those things. These are principles.
Not inappropriate to quote, even though you need all, but it's not inappropriate.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Inappropriate to say, but I don't get this. I'm going to die, Hashem.
If you feel that, if you don't feel it, don't lie.
If you don't feel it, don't say it. Then you lie.
You lie. If I don't get this, I'm going to die. You lie.
Not going to die.
You'll carry on fine because it's really not that important to you. We're talking about something that's really important to you. We're emphasizing the fact that before you ask for something, ask yourself, what am I asking for, number one? What is it that I really want? And then, how badly do I need this? You know, what's the downside if I don't get it? Okay, we'll save it. Survive this long, we'll carry on. You know, how long did you live without, you know? Yes, you'll live another month without. You know, trying to find a shidduch for your daughter. And yeah, okay, she gets a shidduch, good. And if not, mishka fe'elach. Well, no. You understand? What are you davening for? Anything short to daven for today that we feel kind of, you know, but that's a personal thing, very personal, very personal. You have to find the things that are, you know, start with something small and start working on it and building on it. We're learning new things here. This is mamish, this is very new stuff. This takes a while to get it internalized and understand it and activate it practically. These are not overnight things. You don't feel the death, life and death situation in that. I've got eye ache. I go to the doctor. He gives me drops. I took drops. I'm fine.
What is it that we see? What is it that we're picking up from this? Is this that even those little things I should be included?
There's no should. There's no should.
Or is
there's what? Okay? What? No, there's no should. There's no should. There's what is. What is the thing that's bothering you right now that you don't have? And if you don't get it, it's like it's not going to be so easy to carry on living my life. There's no shoulds here. That's something if you want to do, off you go. And if not, it's also fine. There's no should. There's never a should. He's telling you that if there is something that you really need, go and check out and see how bad did you need it. And how serious is it if you don't get it and then scream to Hashem, it's more likely that you'll get answered if you just say, okay, well, I'd like to have it. If not, it's a gamba seder. That's the nekuda here. How badly do I want Jerusalem rebuilt? Gamba seder, it'd be nice. What are we talking about? We're talking about Jerusalem being rebuilt. We're talking about the base of Migdash. Are we talking about, you know, the Kohanim? Are we talking about, what are we talking about? Getting Ruach HaKodesh? What are we talking about? You know, are we talking about Malchus? Just analyze what am I asking for? And then you'll realize, wow, this is actually much more important than I ever thought. And what chashov? And then, yeah, you're not going to get to the point where, well, if I don't get this, I'm going to die. You know, I'm not going to get there overnight. That takes a while. That takes, you know.
I'm going to recognize necessarily what you think might be good for you.
Of course. That's also wired into the system, of course. That's also wired into the tefillah system, for sure. If it's not good for me, Hashem, please don't give it to me. For sure. But you have to ask based on what you think. And leave it to Hashem to say no. Leave it to Hashem to say no, it's not good for you. Kids don't always know that, you know, the 15th chocolate chip cookie is not good for him. But he wants it, and it's fine that he should want it. Nobody gets upset with him because he wants another chocolate chip cookie because he's at 15. Why shouldn't he want another one? He's a kid. But it's the parent's job to say no. This is not good for you. And for him to have a tantrum because he doesn't get it. That's fine. Yeah. The kid's relying on the parent to say no. But the child's relying on the parent to say, no, you can't have another chocolate chip cookie. Because he doesn't want to die from sugar poisoning or whatever it is. He's relying on the parent to be responsible. But he wants another chocolate chip cookie. He can't even ask him not to want one. How dare you want another chocolate? Of course he wants another one. Why shouldn't he? If you give him the whole packet, he'd have the whole packet as well. He's relying on you to. So I'm relying on Hashem to know what's good for me. Yeah. V'rosh uzua yisa avoyde sakad moinim avas oilam. Lo rak betfilin, ele bekol avoyde she'aydi v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the avoyde of our grandparents. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, the avos. Not just in tefillah, but in all the avoyde in front of Hashem. Shalai mistakbim b'shum medrege ba'avoyde, ele tomid him atzu la'asus es ha'avoyde ha'mu'ule b'yoyse she'esh b'yifshurosom. They were never satisfied with just, okay, Beseder, it's all good. No, they were always trying to do things better and always trying to improve and upgrade. But Damon and they stayed normal as well, by the way. Very often when we try to do this, we start looking weird, you know, we become serious and miserable. And, you know, we become all intense. And no. I'm sure the others were incredibly normal and besimcha and happy when they were going up the ladder, one small step at a time. But they weren't standing still. What's that loshen? The Torah that investigates the deepest inner recesses of a person. There was no strength or power or movement. David used every ounce of everything he had in that dancing in front of Hashem when they were moving the Mishkan. We know the well-known fact that when a person is faced with sakana, he suddenly gets koichas he never knew he had. This old man's walking down the road, you know, trudging along on his walking stick, or whatever, and suddenly a dog comes at him. He suddenly starts running. Then he gets safe. Then what happens? Then he collapses because he just used up his reserve energy. Now he collapses. That woman who lifted up a car, it's a car that fell on a charge. She came, she lifted up the car. Ask her to do that tomorrow. She can get a gym for the rest of her life. She'll never lift up a car. She lifted up a car to a well-known mice a few years ago. Well, she picked up a car. Don't start with her. Well, how does that happen? Because when a person needs, when you're in that kind of a situation, these hidden koichas activate themselves. The Torah testifies, when David danced this dance, we have no idea what this dance was. Michal had a tain on him that you revealed your whole neshama. It was a total revelation, his neshama. He tainted, you saw nothing. It's much more. But every ounce of his koich went into that dance, even the reserve koichas. Balama, what? Dance. So we have no idea what that looks like. Well, that's what he's saying. He's dancing in front of Hashem. And for him, dancing in front of Hashem means real. Real. So the pachad and the simcha and the ava, all those mixed emotions, that incredible experience of encountering a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like Klalus and Asina, when the Neshamas left the guf because it was such an experience. David HaMelech danced out of his body. He danced out of himself. You see a Kodesh Baruch Hu? You don't just do a little, you know, little horror and off you go. You know? There was a tefillah, tanach. Records that dance for eternity. Let's stop here. That's enough to think about. And he told us to go slow, so let's go slow. Okay, it'll come together. It'll come together slowly. It's very hard to learn a sefer like this. I'll tell you why, because there's bits and pieces in a massive panorama here. Massive, massive. Tefillah's a world. And you're just taking a little piece out, a little piece out, a little piece, and you don't really see how the whole thing comes together. Slowly, slowly, we'll get there.